Welcome into Ask a Bronco. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel, we got some fan questions here, some hot ones right off the press. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. First one from Luis Vega. Does practicing with the no-fly zone help you improve your game and gain confidence for upcoming opponents?
As far as confidence, yeah, sometimes. But sometimes it takes my confidence away because those guys are really good. And sometimes they make plays on me and make me question whether or not I'm still the same guy. But at the end of the day, I get in the game, and it does give me confidence in the game. They do make me better because once I get to the game, it's a lot easier.
Second question is from John Cantrell. Is there a sport other than football that you considered pursuing before you decided that was your path?
Yeah, I suppose I'm 6 feet. I suppose to be in the NBA, though. Nah, it wasn't another sport. I fell in love with this sport at 10 years old, and I've been loving it ever since.
We saw some pictures of you, though, when we went back to Belleville. You playing basketball. How's your game?
It's all right. I average like 15 points a game. Nothing special.
That's pretty good, though. That's not bad. Number three from Brett Kavanaugh. What was the last song you listened to on your phone or music playlist?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Is there an artist right now that you like, or is that you listen to?
So much good music out, man. I try to listen to a variety of, not only just hip-hop. You know, I woke up, I was listening to some Kenny Chesney 3 days ago. I like everything.
All right, Kathy Sandoval, you're next. Who is the toughest cornerback you faced, Emmanuel, outside of the no-fly zone?
Oh, man. In my career, definitely Revis. Man, he's a competitor, for sure. And Patrick Peterson as well, man. I remember after playing that guy, you know, I was breathing hard and me and him looking at each other like, man, this is a battle. So I look forward to those moments.
All right, last one here from Jacob Hansen. What is the thing you miss most about Texas? I know you go back a lot, but what are you homesick for?
Oh, man, that food. What a burger. What a burger. Yeah.
Why, any home cooking? I know you got a lot of family in Texas. What do you guys like to make?
People don't understand about Texas is, say, for instance, you need a steak. They literally go, you hear the cow go moo, and they go right outside and slap it right there, and it's just so fresh. Everything, it's an agriculture state, so the food is just so good, you know, because it's so fresh.
If you want to get involved, go to denverbroncos.com/askabronco. We're letting people pass it off. DT chose you last time. Who do you want to choose?
I'm going to pass it off to Isaiah McKenzie.
Why Isaiah McKenzie?
Because he's a nut. He's crazy.
All right, get your questions in for Isaiah. But for now, for Matt, for Emmanuel, we'll see you next time.